This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. I've got my commentary coming out on Thursday. My newspaper column syndicated around the country, Creator Syndicate. Why Trump is the most presidential president ever. Why do Democrats hate Trump so much? And why do Republicans love him so much? I believe it all starts and ends with another question. Is Trump presidential? I just returned from a White House visit. I attended the White House Hanukkah party with President Trump. Liberals argue that Trump isn't, quote-unquote, presidential. They claim he's, quote-unquote, lowered the bar for presidential behavior, unquote. Well, actually, I witnessed the exact opposite on my trip to the White House. I was a witness to history. President Trump stood only steps from me in the East Room to announce an executive order declaring Judaism, as in the Jewish religion, is no longer just a religion, but rather a race and a nationality too. That allows the Trump administration to cut off federal funding to colleges and universities that allow hate speech towards Jews and Israel, just as they now do for hate speech involving, as an example, black Americans or any other race. Why shouldn't the Jewish race be protected under U.S. law just like any other race? Thank you, President Trump. God bless you. Bravo. What an honor that I was there to witness that announcement. I was the first person in America. This is a nation of 340 million people or so, and I was the first person out of 340 million to write a commentary and call this president the first Jewish president. And I wrote that at Fox News just days after the 2016 election. And just a few months ago on my Newsmax TV show, I famously called Trump the King of the Jews. And it started a global controversy and a global discussion and a global debate. And I stand by my words. I'm proud of my words. I was right on the money. Trump killed the Iran Treaty, the biggest threat to Israel's existence ever. Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and boldly moved the U.S. embassy there. Trump recognized the Golan Heights as belonging to Israel. No more debate. It's Israel's land. Trump shuttered the Palestinian mission in Washington, D.C. until they negotiate fairly for peace. And now Trump will end hate speech and the vicious, hateful, evil BDS movement, boycott, divestment, and sanctions on college campuses across America. It's meant to destroy Israel. It's meant to bring Israel to its knees. Trump has done more for the Jewish people than any president ever in world history, and it's not even close. So if Obama or Bush or Clinton had better manners or were less offensive or were more traditional, I really don't care. Who did more for middle-class Americans? Trump. Who did more for the economy? Trump. Who did more for jobs and higher wages? Trump. Who did more for Israel? Trump. Who has dramatically reduced illegal immigration at the border? Trump. Who won the first phase of the trade war, forcing China for the first time ever to treat American manufacturers and American workers fairly? Trump. The answers are Trump, Trump, and more Trump. So you can keep your manners and you can shove them where the sun don't shine. Manners don't matter. Achievements do. What have you done for the American people is what matters. To me, the definition of presidential is the guy that fights hardest for Americans. It's the guy who stands up for Americans. It's the guy who puts more food on my table and your table. And for me specifically as a Jewish American, it's the president who fights for Israel and the Jewish people, and Trump wins on all counts. For 63 million Americans who voted for Trump in 2016, and for millions more who have grown to love Trump in the years since then because of his remarkable achievements in his first term, Trump is absolutely presidential. As a matter of fact, he puts past presidents to shame. He puts Congress to shame. Maybe that's precisely why they hate him so much, and it's why we love him so much. President Donald J. Trump is actually the most presidential president ever in the history of America. My column and commentary coming out this Thursday at the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country, and hopefully a newspaper near you, syndicated by Creators Syndicate. And that's only part one of the story, you know. Part two is going to come out soon. I have other fish to fry, as they say. I'm not sure if it's going to be my Sunday column or not. It may be next week's column. But part two is, I believe the entire Democratic Party is a scam and a sham. And I believe they're ripping off the American people. They're just putting their hands in the cookie jar and stealing taxpayer money by the billions and laundering it outside the realm of U.S. jurisprudence. They're laundering it through the Clinton Foundation and other offshore organizations. And the guy who was in charge of it all, Obama, couldn't do it while president. So I believe he assigned Biden to do it. And Biden, the tip of the iceberg was Biden in Ukraine. And John Kerry with the Iran treaty, I guarantee you there was billions changing hands. These guys are all dirty, and they're committing crimes against the American people, and they could go to jail for life. And Trump caught them with their shorts down, and that's why they hate him so much. That's why they call him not presidential. Because if you're presidential, if you're a true traditional politician, you're part of the scam. He's not part of the good old boys network. And he caught him with the shorts down. And guess what? They're in trouble. And they're fighting for their lives. They're fighting for their freedom. Not just the entire Democrat Party and all the leaders at the top, but also many rhino Republicans. That's why the Mitt Romneys of the world hate Trump. That's why the John McCains of the world used to hate Trump. You know, rest in peace, John McCain. But that's why you were against Trump. You're all part of the D.C. swamp and the deep state and the corruption, and you've all gotten rich on a lousy $170,000 a year job. You've made millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions, and your wives and your families, your children and your parents have made money off of dirty deals and government contracts and lobbying deals and law firm deals, and it's all dirty, and they're all getting rich, and that $170,000 a year you pay congressmen and senators is meaningless. It's meaningless that you make $170,000 because your wife has got a government contract that makes you $100 million a year. Or your husband, in the case of Claire McCaskill, her husband, in the case of Dianne Feinstein, her husband, in the case of Nancy Pelosi, her husband. The husbands get rich with government contracts while the wives work for the lousy $170,000 a year. You're all criminals. Every single one of you. The entire Democratic Party is a criminal enterprise. It's the Obama crime family, the Biden crime family, the Kerry crime family, and most importantly, the Clinton crime family. And Donald Trump has stumbled into it. And when you pull the string, the whole dress comes off. The whole suit comes off. He has stumbled into something so big, it's the tip of the iceberg. So that's why they hate him. They don't hate him because he's a racist. They don't hate him because he's a misogynist. They don't hate him because he's a sexist. They don't hate him because he's homophobic. They don't hate him because he's Islamophobic. Those are the lies they tell to their subservient sheeple. The Democrat voters are sheep, and they jump off a cliff willingly. Snap your finger and they jump off a cliff. They follow the Democrat leaders. They've been brainwashed by communist professors. They don't know what's up. They have no clue. And they decide that Trump's a racist because you tell him he's a racist. But that's the cover story for the real story. Trump's uncovered the scam of American politics. You thought Mexico was dirty. You thought that Russia was dirty. You thought China was dirty. You thought that Venezuela and Cuba were dirty. And the politicians get rich and the people have nothing. And you thought America was clean. It's not. We may not be as bad as those places, but we're close. It's much cleaner when you look at it, but dig deep beneath the surface and everybody's on the take. especially the Democrat Party, tied in with the government employee unions. They're all on the take. And especially when you see Democrats looking at the border and going, nothing wrong there. There's not a thing wrong at the border. There is no crisis. We got plenty of border guards. We don't need a wall. Something's wrong with that answer. And as I've said on this show repeatedly, there are hundreds of billions of dollars being made. That entire reckless, open, lawless open border is one big cesspool of Mexican drug cartel profits. And they're giving out money to Democrat politicians as sure as I'm standing here. Do I know they're putting millions in offshore accounts as outright bribes? Maybe, maybe not. Are they simply sending in millions of dollars in donations so that Democrats have plenty of money in the till and they can always outspend us on TV? In Nevada, where I live, which is all about the open border, I mean, we are so filled with illegals in Las Vegas, you wouldn't believe it. That's how they win every election. Illegals are voting. It's voter fraud on a massive scale, or certainly voter registration fraud on a massive scale. They're all getting driver's licenses, and they're automatically registered at DMV. And every illegal is voting, and they're outvoting us, and they're winning by tiny measures. And I'm telling you right now, every Democrat politician in this state is bought and sold. And there's drug money coming in for the Mexican cartel. And there's all kinds of other dirt and fraud with our dirty Democrat politicians and a few dirty rhinos, too. That's why they hate Trump. It's got nothing to do with racism or his offensive words or his lack of manners or his lack of decorum or his tweets. They're afraid he's going to get to the bottom of the massive scam of the entire government and the Democrat Party and the government employees. It's bad. It is so bad. And there's one man who's honest, who didn't need the job, didn't need the aggravation, didn't need the money, certainly didn't need the salary, gave up the $400,000 a year salary because that's piddling to Trump. One man's on your side. And man, he is the most presidential president in U.S. history. Love you, Trump. Everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it. And I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, some more reasons to love President Trump. He is great. The greatest stock market rally in U.S. history continues. The market up again today. The 120th all-time high since the 2016 election. The market's up nearly 10,000 points. The only negative is, I'm probably the only guy on TV or radio who can admit this, that's great for America because lots of Americans, even middle-class Americans, own stock or they work for a company, and if the company stock is up, they don't lose their jobs. There's lots of reasons you want rich people to get rich, right? But most of the people who own stocks are lawyers and doctors and wealthy small business owners and things like that. Most of the people that own stocks are not your average middle-class American. The average middle-class American is out of the market, except for maybe their SEP IRA, their KEO, their, whatever names are out there for retirement funds. That's about the only touching of the stock market they've got. The average person doesn't have a lot of money in the market. So I feel bad because the middle class is missing out on all of this. The middle class isn't in the stock market anymore. It's only the upper middle class and the rich and the super rich who are benefiting, but all of them then use their money to create jobs. The average Democrat won't tell you that. It's good that rich people are rich. It's good that billionaires make money. When billionaires lose money, guess what they do? They close all their plants. They sell their real estate. Whoever was benefiting from it doesn't get the job. So you want rich people to get richer and buy a nicer car and buy a nicer home. And this is certainly doing it for all the people that work at the upper echelons of corporations and the lawyers and the doctors and the small business owners. They're all making money on this great, amazing Trump stock market rally. But I will admit that a lot of working class, middle class people, like the ones who watch my show, like all of you, have missed out on this rally. You're not getting rich. Well, the richer keep getting richer. I get it. I get it, but still, if the market crashes tomorrow, you know, you could argue that when the stock market goes up like a rocket, some of you don't benefit. But when the stock market crashes tomorrow, all of you lose your jobs. So you could argue there's no great benefit for middle class people and working class people, but boy, is there a boomerang and a negative, a negative effect on middle class people, even if they're not in the market. If the market crashes, retirement accounts done, pensions done, government employee pensions gone. If the market crashes, jobs gone by the millions. So when you look around the world, every other country in the world is mired in a recession, some in a terrible recession, maybe even you could call it a depression. Bad, bad economies around the world, except for America. Donald Trump kept us out. Now, some of you will say, I didn't get rich. I get it. But you also didn't get poor. Your house didn't go to zero. Your retirement account did go up. And if you don't even have a retirement account, you still have a job. Or if you didn't have a job under Obama at all, now you've got a job. So there is a trickle-down effect. Don't let liberals tell you there isn't, but Wainwright's honest. Middle-class people aren't in this stock market. They're not benefiting. I'll tell you what you are, but they're benefiting tangentially. Not directly, but indirectly, there's a massive trickle-down that benefits everyone. You know, if you're a painter, you make $26,000 a year. Of course you didn't make money today when the stock market went up. But in the neighborhood you paint in, there are 20 doctors and lawyers who made $100,000 today. They're going to repaint their house and hire you. They're going to hire the handyman. They're going to hire the plumber. They're going to put new air conditioners in. They're going to put more heaters in. They're going to hire a new landscaper. They're going to hire an interior designer instead of doing it themselves. Of course there's a trickle-down effect. And so all of you that make $26,000 and $36,000 and $46,000 a year, at least you're going to make it. And you're going to keep making it for the entire 5 years of Donald Trump because this is prosperity squared, man. So at least everyone's got a job. Now, you want to know what it's like to not have a job? Go back to Obama. Obama lost millions of jobs in his first 3 years. Millions. And there was some hangover from Bush and the Bush economy and the collapse of the stock market. Yes. And the collapse of the mortgage market. But guess what? Obama lost millions on his own, and then he created millions. Things started to get a little better, made a little bit of a comeback. Every job Obama created was a part-time, crappy job that paid nothing. Nothing. He created the worst, lowest quality jobs in the history of the United States. One more great thing about Trump, besides the great economy and the great booming stock market, a new report is out. Trump's new Remain in Mexico policy, which says you want to come to America and scream asylum? Great. Now we make you wait on the other side of the border in Mexico. And so over 40,000 people, 47,000 people are in that program now. And so far, only 11 of them have been granted asylum. God bless Trump. He's making America great again. By the way, Mr. President, you have the wrong slogan. Your new slogan shouldn't be keeping America great. It should be making America even greater. The next 4 years you're reelected, we're already great. We don't want to keep it great. We want to make it even greater. He's doing it with this asylum policy. America first.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he looks forward to defending himself in a Senate trial.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax. We look forward to getting onto the Senate. We're not entitled to lawyers. We're not entitled to witnesses. We're not entitled to anything in the House. It's a total sham.
the president making those remarks when meeting at the Oval Office with the president of Guatemala. The president also called the push for impeachment a hoax. A massive defense spending bill is awaiting President Trump's signature. The Senate overwhelmingly approved the National Defense Authorization Act with an 86-8 vote on Tuesday. The $738 billion bill includes a pay raise for troops, 12 weeks of paid parental leave for federal employees, and creates President Trump's coveted Space Force. The president has indicated he'll sign the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can speak.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I wanted to extrapolate, because I was in a rush at the end of the last segment. I want to extrapolate on this Remain in Mexico policy and what's happening. Thank you, President Trump. You know, it's a real catch-22. I mentioned this on the radio show earlier today. President Trump is more, you know, focused on securing that border than any president in the history of America. And he has put forth policy after policy after policy. All of them have been aimed at securing the border. And every time some Obama judge, some reckless socialist, Marxist, communist Obama judge stands in the way and says, you can't do it, stop. And we get it appealed. And then the next communist judge comes along, stop. And Congress comes along and says, we won't give you a dollar for the wall. Not a dollar. And then Trump comes along and takes my advice, by the way, is my idea to declare a national security emergency at the border and use the military money from the military budget to build the wall. And Congress comes along and says, you can't do that. Trump beats him at the Supreme Court. And a judge comes along and says, no, you can't do that. And then, you know, every step of the way, there's somebody standing in the way obstructing American justice. Talk about obstructing justice. Talk about foreign interference. Everybody's doing the bidding of Mexico and the Mexican drug cartels and Honduras and El Salvador and all the other countries in Central America. It's ridiculous. Somebody's paying these people off, obviously, clearly. Or maybe they just don't, you know, it has nothing to do with payoffs. They just want everybody illegal to come into the country and vote so that the whole country becomes California. That's the other choice. I think that's the side benefit, but I think they're all being paid off. I do believe that. You'd be naive to believe that they're not being paid off. In any case, every step of the way, they're obstructing, obstructing, obstructing. And then when Trump can't build the wall yet, you know, he's got plans to put in hundreds of miles of wall this year. And by the time his second term's up, he'll have built the whole wall. But it took him 3 years to get to this point where he could build 1 mile of wall. And so liberals point to that, and never Trumpers point to it and go, wait, see, you were wrong about Trump. He's a loser. He didn't get anything done. He's a terrible president. No, because you've obstructed him every step of the way. And when he can't get something done, then you blame him for not getting it done. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life. How's it his fault that there's a liberal judge and a commie judge and an open borders judge and a traitor to America judge standing in the way of every single thing he wants to implement? In any case, he's implemented this asylum remain in Mexico rule. And less than 1% of asylum requests have been granted since Trump put this rule into effect. It's also known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP. This is according to a Sunday published report at the San Diego Union-Tribune. It's been almost a year since the government began sending asylum seekers back to Mexico, and out of 47,000 people in the program applying for asylum, only 11 have been granted asylum. Please, Right Wing Watch, please, Media Matters, please, every liberal organization, show a video of Wayne Root smiling. Yes, I think it's wonderful. Our nation was under invasion. Our nation was being attacked. And no, they weren't sending their best. Some of them were their worst. See, I notice I said some of them were their worst, just like Trump. Me and him say the same type of things, and the liberals twist them and contort them out of context. I don't want to let any of them in. It's like putting your kid's hand into a jar of candy on Halloween, and there's 100 pieces of candy, and 99 are great, and one of them is laced with poison. Would you let them put their hand in? Would you let them put a piece of candy in their mouth? No. We're the greatest nation in world history, ever blessed by God. We don't need to let one bad person into this country, let alone thousands, let alone tens of thousands, let alone hundreds of thousands. And yes, it's hundreds of thousands out of millions. Most of them are nice. Most of them mean well. Most of them are just looking for a better life. But a large percentage aren't looking for a better life. They're looking for stealing a better life. Or they're looking to murder or rape. Or maybe it's not always their fault. They're just reckless and they get drunk and they get in a car and they kill an American citizen. But it doesn't matter. You have no right to let one American ever be killed by someone coming through that border. Not one. And so, and don't forget, all the millions of others who are basically good people and mean well and want a better life, they're going to get cradle to grave welfare and bankrupt all the rest of us. You have no right to let one person in this country who has no money, needs welfare, needs food stamps, needs housing allowances, needs aid to dependent children, needs free school, needs free medical, You have no right to let one of them into this country if it's going to cost money for the average American taxpayer. No right. And so Trump has told those 47,000 people who tried to get in this year, fewer than 10,000 have had their cases completed. And of that group, 5,085 were denied access. 4,471 were dismissed without a decision on procedural grounds. Only 11 cases out of 47,000 have been let into the country. That's 0.1%. It's not 1%. It's 0.1% of all completed cases resulted in asylum being granted. Now, if you don't think that's great news, then you're not American. You're not patriotic. You don't love this country. And you're a fool. Because all those people are eating up your limited resources. If you're black in this country, no wonder Trump's approval rating is now 35-36%. Because if you're black, you have the lowest unemployment in history. If you're legal Hispanic, you have the lowest unemployment in history. If you're female, you have the lowest unemployment in 50 years. It's great news all the way around. And so not only are you employed if you're black, but there's less competition coming in to take your job or to keep a cap on your wages. That's why wages are going up dramatically. So Trump's doing a great job. And the result of that is, let's examine some polls in the rest of the time we have left in this segment. Three new polls show the Democrats are thinking on impeachment. They have committed Harry Caray suicide. Political suicide. Two new polls show the sham impeachment is ruining the Democrat Party's standing with the American public. New CNN poll found impeachment is underwater, 45 to 47, down 5% from last month. A couple of interesting things here. Number one, you hear what I just said? It's not any old poll, it's a CNN poll. You know that CNN polls are a sham. You know they're looking for a certain result. You know they're predispossessed to come up with a result that's bad for Trump. You know they're tasked with coming up with a result that's bad for Trump. You know they're oversampling Democrats, because almost every poll does. And you know they're polling only registered voters or anybody who answers the phone and claims they're registered. They're not polling likely voters, because every other poll does that. Almost every poll does that. So you know the numbers will never be good for Trump, and yet they're 45-47 against impeachment. Support for the impeachment charade is falling everywhere. The Quinnipiac poll is a disaster for Democrats, with the party underwater with American voters by 6 points. So here's the USA Today poll, and here's the Quinnipiac poll. USA Today poll, 41% of Americans support impeachment, 56% oppose. Great. Independents opposed by 11 points. Great. Quinnipiac, 45% support impeachment, 51% oppose. Independents opposed by 22 points, 58-36, landslide independents against impeachment. New Suffolk University poll has President Trump surging over his far-left rivals. Trump up by 3 over Biden. Again, I guarantee you this is not likely voters. So whatever you hear, triple it. Trump up by 3 over Biden. Trump up by 5 over Bernie Sanders. Trump up by 8 over Elizabeth Warren, who I praise the nominee. Trump up by 9 over Bloomberg. Bloomberg's a joke. Trump up by 10 over Mayor Pete. I call him Mayor Pete Butthead of South Bend. I mean, this guy is so bad as a mayor that the police hate him. Crime's dramatically up. Violent crime's dramatically up. It's not like the whole neighborhood or the whole city or the whole state's like that. The town surrounding South Bend are not dramatically up. Only his town's dramatically up, and the police morale is in the toilet bowl among the South Bend police. They hate this guy. He could not win for re-election of South Bend, so instead he's running for president of the United States. Okay? When you can't win for mayor, might as well run for senator, governor, or president, right? Fail your way to the top. Fail straight up. Democrats are finished, I'm telling you. They're finished. And if they vote for impeachment tomorrow, they're like idiots running off a cliff behind Nancy Pelosi. Support for impeaching and removing President Trump declines even among Democrat voters. A new CNN poll conducted by SSRS has found support for impeaching and removing Trump has fallen in the last month among Democrat voters. Okay? Last month, 90% of Democrats said impeach and remove Trump. Now it's 77%. Why is that important? Number one, can you imagine it's going in reverse among Democrats? And number two, that proves what I've been saying. The hearings are a joke, a disgrace, a sham, plus they're boring. the more people see of the hearings and the more witnesses they hear, the more they're against impeachment, not for it. Because they realize there is no firsthand witness, and everybody's lying, and everybody's biased, and every, you know, and so many of them are unlikable. Why do you think it is that Hillary's so unlikable? And why do you think it is that Elizabeth Warren is so unlikable? Is it because Wayne Root hates women? Is it because all of you hate women? No! I love women! No! They're unlikable because they're both intellectual, liberal eggheads. And most Americans hate intellectual, liberal eggheads. So who do the Democrats call to testify? A bunch of Ivy League professors and law school professors who are liberal eggheads, who wear sensible shoes and glasses. They look horrible. The American people laugh at them. Nobody wants to date them. Nobody wants to marry them. Nobody wants to be friends with them. No one wants to hire them. So they become teachers at a college, and they're protected by tenure, and they have jobs for life. They couldn't get a job in the real world. They couldn't get a job in the private sector. They're wholly unlikable and completely unintelligent. These are the worst witnesses anybody's ever called in the history of mankind. Only a Democrat could think, ooh, we got them now. Bring in the Ivy League lawyers. Everybody hates Ivy League lawyers. Didn't you know that? Are Democrats born that dumb? Amazing. And I went to an Ivy League school. I get it. All right, don't go to the bathroom, don't run to the kitchen, don't change the channel, don't go channel surfing. Up next, my great client, Dr. Joseph Williams, sponsor of this show, great friend of mine. If you have thinning hair and you're a guy, this is the most important ad you'll ever hear, and this is the most important doctor you'll ever meet right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I do live and die with my Real Water. I love Real Water. Check them out, man, realwater.com. They're not a sponsor of the show, but I'll tell you what they are. Because they're owned by real, true conservative Republicans who love Wayne Root and love this show, they send me all my water free for the radio and the TV show. So Real Water sends every drop of water that I drink for free so that they want me to be healthy and keep my energy high and never get sick and always be able to be strong and fight for Trump. So thank you, Brent and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water, for supplying all of my water free. What nice people, right? Great people. Class acts. Realwater.com. Got to get a plug for people that give you all your water free. Wow. The FISA court today slammed the FBI over surveillance applications in a rare public, a public order they called it, but I think it's more like a public rebuke is probably the way I would see it. The chief judge of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court strongly criticized the FBI over its surveillance application process, giving the Bureau until January 10th to come up with solutions in wake of the findings from Michael Horowitz's Inspector General report. I mean, I'll save you the long, boring legal talk. Basically, they said the FBI did everything wrong, and every single person was either incompetent or a liar, and they got everything under false pretenses, and you've got to come up with ways to stop this stuff, because this can't go on, or it impugns the entire integrity of every FBI case in the United States of America, including cases against terrorists. That's the sum up of the entire thing. But here's my argument. This Inspector General Horowitz, Yeah. He came out, it's like a parrot who says, yeah, my kid did something wrong. But they don't say, yeah, my kid murdered someone. They say, yeah, my kid did something wrong. Yeah, they should be punished. But you're prejudiced. You're the parent. You don't want your kid going to jail for life. So you say in the nicest way possible, and you mask how bad and how serious what they did really was. That's what Horowitz did. He was appointed by Obama. Obama's at fault of all this. Obama's the criminal, as sure as I'm standing here. Obama ordered all of this. And Obama's appointment of the Inspector General was Michael Horowitz. It's his guy. So, of course, he went easy on them and said, the FBI, they're incompetent, and they made all kinds of mistakes, and they were careless, and they were reckless. You know what he didn't say? in the history of the world. It's look, I'm an odds maker from Vegas, right? That was my original background. I set the odds. I make the odds. I beat the odds. I understand the odds. It's statistically impossible. The odds of getting hit, struck by lightning are higher than the fact that every single time the FBI makes a mistake, it's always in favor of Democrats and against Republicans. Did you ever notice that? He didn't mention that in his report. Not a single mention that every single mistake they made hurt Republicans and put Republicans in jail and indicted Republicans and spied on Republicans. And every single mistake they made in favor of someone was in favor of Hillary Clinton and Democrats. They didn't mention that. They didn't mention that. They also didn't mention the following. Only the Gateway Pundit, another really good conservative website where I get a lot of information. The Gateway Pundit dug through information from 2009 to 2015. So it's a six-year period. More than 10,700 applications for electronic surveillance were submitted, and only one was denied in its entirety. In other words, it's you know how they say that a good prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich in front of a grand jury? What they're saying is, it's automatic. If the FBI says we want to spy on someone, the court says yes every single time. 10,699 times out of 10,700, the court said yes. And you know when one of the one was they said no? The only one of two they ever said no? One was they denied in part, and the other they denied entirely. So there are only two ever rejected and only one ever rejected entirely out of 10,700. So it's that easy to spy on somebody for the FBI. And one of the ones that got rejected was the FBI trying to spy on Trump. The very first time they tried to spy on Trump and get a surveillance warrant for Carter Page, one of Trump's people, they were turned down. That's the only time out of 10,700 times. Does that tell you how dirty the Democrats are? The court never says no, and one time they said no was to spy on Trump. Then they went back, found new information, and they got a yes. Or maybe they found a different FISA court and a different judge, and they got a yes. That's how dirty they are. And then Rudy Giuliani today said Yovanovitch, that's the ambassador, was part of the cover-up. She had to be ousted. There were people in Ukraine willing to come to America and testify how corrupt Biden and all his dirty players were and his son Hunter, and she denied all of them their entry into the United States. And so she's the dirty ambassador, at least according to Rudy, that testifies how bad Trump is, because she's protecting herself and all the dirty guys. They were sharing the money. Don't you see? There were billions to cut up. These guys are like organized crime. Billions to cut up. And then you saw me talking about how college professors are all a bunch of communist nerds, book smart little nerds, and they look terrible and sound terrible, and nobody likes them. And hundreds of college professors signed a letter demanding Congress impeach Trump. And they called themselves American historians. And they said, if you can't impeach Trump, then you can't impeach anyone. Because what he's done is the worst thing that's ever been done by a president. Who would ever want to send your kids to college ever again to be taught by losers like this? Liars and losers and biased frauds with a communist agenda. All right, coming up next, show's over. God bless the cops. Pray for you tonight. My doctor suggests is next. If cold and flu's your problem, man, these guys have the answer. I've been sick in 4 years. Listen now. Sponsor the show. Great guys.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.